It's Manson Mitchell on the Weekend with Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. A double shot of good conversation with great guests to power up your day. Manson Mitchell, you're on the air.
A happy Saturday, March 9th to everyone. This is Matt Shea, and I'm filling in for Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. But don't worry, they're out there with you listening. I am looking at who I refer to as my all-state man. And as we all know, when Nathan Miller's in the control room, I am in good hands. Nathan, how are you today?
Good morning, Matt. And since you're looking at me right now, you're probably looking outside thinking it's a little bit darker, but you're looking at me and noticing I'm probably a little bit darker too.
I wanted to touch off on that. Last Saturday, as I do, I switched to KKNW radio and I heard the most fantastic show with you and your visit to the tropics. You were at the Philippines.
Yes, I was.
And I just marvel that I saved that episode. Just share a little bit with us on that.
Oh, it was just an absolutely incredible trip. I mean, going out there, especially at this time of year in the Pacific Northwest, as we all know, it's rainy and 45, 50 degree temperatures out there. It's mostly sunny to sunny and 85 to 90 degrees almost all the time. And even overnight, it's 75 degrees. So it doesn't really cool down at all. So big adjustment, but actually a very manageable heat and just a beautiful country out there, especially on some of the islands where all the agriculture is, seeing all the sugar canes and rice farms and even going into some of the highlands and beaches. Just very beautiful country to visit and take a good trip out, especially during the winter time.
What I really appreciated about that interview was how friendly the people were, how friendly and charming, hospitable. We talk about our southern hospitality. My gosh, it sounds like the entire country has their hospitality. And I also like the fact that you were game to try their food, try their dishes. And how could you not fall in love with that?
Their food is just absolutely incredible. I mean, everything is fresh and organic and home-cooked for the most part. Even if you go to a fast food restaurant, it just tastes so much more high quality than what you would get here in the United States. And I was just blown away by how delicious their food is. And there's lots of food I didn't even get around to trying yet, which I really wanted to try. Some of it gut-wrenching, but, you know, it's part of the whole experience.
Well, you shared with us you plan on going back, and I don't think it'll be just your second and last time. I think for the rest of your life, you'll be going to the Philippines when time allows. We have got quite a show lined up today. Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell are just crazy about the psychic spectrum couple, Skip and Sharon Lange. And he gave me a call this week, and Matt, can you get them on? We got them on. And speaking about the tropics, you were in one part of the world with the tropics. They were in another. Skip and Sharon, I'm looking right at you. Could you tell us a bit about, well, first of all, thank you for being with us. The Manson Mitchell team is so grateful to have you back again. And tell us about the trip you had last week.
Oh,
are you muted?
No, we're live here.
Mute?
Yeah, no, we went to the Hawaii. Yeah. And while Nathan was in the Philippines, we were in Hawaii getting our tan, and we got a tan.
Well, you did.
But we had a good time. This was our first vacation in 10 years, and we went over there with the entire family. There was 10 of us, and we spent 10 days in Oahu and literally went from one end of the island to the other.
That's so true.
I was monitoring you two in a stealth-like fashion. The internet, Facebook. Now, be honest with me, Skip. Did you honestly catch all of those fish?
5 of them. Yeah, I did. I did. And we put them back, threw them back. They were nice fish and they needed to grow. So we threw them back. But yeah, it was awesome. We went out on a 60-foot boat. 8 of us did. And it was, I don't know how to say it. It was fun. It was really cool. We had a great time, and
8 of you went out, 6 of you got sick.
6 got sick. I didn't get sick, and one other person didn't get sick. It was not calm seas that day, but we still managed to catch fish.
You kept sending your fanfare pictures on a day-to-day update on the land gains in Hawaii, and I saw every one of those pictures. Amen. I got to go there. Now,
oh, it's beautiful.
I love that. The Psychic Spectrum Show, all seven continents have those who call in during your shows. They write you, they call everything, and I know that because I've been on it, and we've had people literally all over the world. I want to go behind the scenes and go a little deeper. Sharon, tell us about your background.
Well, I'm a princess.
Or she thinks.
No, I guess for no other way of saying it, I was born with the ability to be empathic and intuitive, and I always knew things, you know, that I usually kept to myself till I got older. But I had a weird thing where I always seemed to know when people needed, you know, were sad or sick or didn't feel good or whatever. And then when that happened to me, I go, why didn't people understand that about me? It took me many years to figure out I was the empath and that other people weren't. So I kind of let my family off the hook after that. Correct. But I just came in with it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Were you from Thorpe, Washington?
No, I was from Chelan.
Forgive me. Okay. Eastern Washington is Eastern Washington.
It is. Yeah.
And Lake Chelan. Oh, I love that place. What was it like growing up there?
Yeah. Well, I was there until five, and then we moved to Othello, and then we moved to the Tri-Cities, and then we moved to Seattle. So that's where I grew up at in Seattle. Yeah.
Okay. Skip, it's your turn. Just give us an update.
Okay. I was born in Tacoma, but at fourth grade, we moved to South Seattle to an area called Skyway. And that's where I grew up. And I was raised as a Catholic. Okay. And
why do you say it like that?
Because I want to put emphasis on this. I was raised as a Catholic, and I always knew there was something more out there. And it's not that I was looking for a better religion. I was looking at something that was deeper, and I found it in the metaphysical. And through a freak thing, it was a motorcycle accident, and I had a severe head injury, and I was off of work for 6 months. And when I was in my motorcycle accident, I had a near-death experience where I left my body and I went up into the white light, and came back, and I had the connection there all the time, and I couldn't shut it off. And Sharon, growing up with her ability, was able to turn it on and off, and mine is always on.
Yeah, I can tune in or not tune in.
Yeah, I've kind of learned to ignore it, and just like a radio player, TV playing in the background, and not let it infiltrate my current situation that I'm doing. So, and then I met Sharon, and she was psychic from the start, and I was in there after the accident, and she helped me develop my gifts, I guess, is the best thing I could say. And so 30 years later, we've been doing this for 30-some years, and here we are with the two of us doing it. We formed our company, the Psychic Spectrum, long, long, long time ago, and our whole premise is to teach people about the metaphysical.
Oh, I love that. It seems that you both had a running start, but when you two met and had a relationship, it just exploded after that. It skyrocketed to the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in regards to the psychic spectrum, what do you want the public to know about the world of the paranormal?
It's normal. The paranormal is normal. We should drop the paranormal and not hear us, but people in general should drop the word paranormal and look at the normal. And everybody has this gift, this ability. And if they would just learn to tune into it, trust it, and go with it, and then they would naturally develop it. People think, what do I have to do to become a psychic? And you really don't have to do anything except just live it. Let it be and live it. And then it develops in you. And the more you're around like-minded people, the more you learn, and the more it grows with you.
I think one of the things you got to understand is that the fact it's been given it's been called voodoo, black magic, the devil's work, all that negative info, right?
Mm-hmm.
To where you're afraid even if you have the gift and you know you can do it,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not good. I'm going to go to hell, you know? And that's not true. God wouldn't give you something you're going to not be able to use for the good.
That's right.
I mean, come on. So, I mean, there is both sides. I will admit there's a dark side and a light side.
If people misuse it, yes.
Misuse it, yes. And we do not do the dark side. We're on the white side. But, I mean, I think everybody is born with it, but whether they... It's kind of like the cancer cell. I think everybody's born with a cancer cell, right? Yes. Some it generates and some it doesn't.
Right.
And I think even though we're all born with that ability or have that ability, not everybody turns it on or listens to it or tunes in, you know? So if you're willing to open up and let it be, mm-hmm. you can learn and it can be very helpful to you. But others that are afraid of it or told not to, because you don't want to or you shouldn't, it's not going to develop.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd like to share a story. This is actually more of a question. I knew a family from the Okanagan, and they didn't put a lot of stock into the paranormal concept. Tragically, a friend of mine my age was lost at a young age. Now, here's the ironic part, and I can't figure this out. Maybe you two can. I was with a lot of the blood relatives, and they started talking about Joe. That was the friend who passed. And one of them asked, how did you know? Did you know? It ends up that when he passed that night, they all had the same dream, the blood relatives. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. sounded like Washington going across the Potomac, one standing up. It kind of, you know, that type of parody. Mm-hmm. But they were all talking about it in detail. But did you notice that? Did you notice the guy at front? They all had that as if they sat down and watched television for a half hour. They all had that recording in their mind and entered that. What do you two have to say about that?
Very, very normal. Mm-hmm. Happens a lot, all the time. I had a relative whose sister became a nun. And he was in bed sleeping at night, and when she died, the minute she died, he sat up straight in bed and was talking to someone. My mom didn't know what was going on, but he was talking to his sister, mm-hmm. and then when it was over, he woke up, and he said, Teeny died.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what? And she was like, where's this coming from? How do you know this? And is that what was, he said, I was talking to her. And so, I mean, that's just a normal, we hear these stories all the time. All the time. People tell us these things, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, people, when they do die, like, excuse me, usually in the night or in an accident or whatever, they will come to their loved ones and say goodbye. You know, I mean, it happens a lot. It doesn't happen all the time, but it will happen a lot, especially if you're far apart from each other.
Right.
You know, like you can be in Washington, your father lives in Idaho or something, and you'll have a dream or he will appear to you and say, I've got to go, or I just want to say goodbye. And you actually think he's there, but it's not.
And
he is, but he isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But and here's another concept. See, and people don't always understand this, but they need to think about it. Spirit, when you die, you turn into a spirit form, okay, or an energy form. Mm-hmm. Everybody calls it spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your soul develops or morphs into that. And they're not limited to one person. They can bilocate to multiple locations at the same time and communicate, like
yes.
in your example, with all of the different people in the family.
Yeah.
And so This stretches a lot of people's minds here, this concept, but it does happen. It's documented. It's very common that this kind of a thing happens.
You know, thinking of it from a biblical standpoint, you know, how Jesus is with everybody.
Right.
So how can he do that? He can be with more than one person at one time, and that's
right.
what you can do when you lose this physical body that we carry around and get into an energy form.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very common.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the Manson Mitchell Show. They love the topic and topics comparable to this, and they get a tremendous amount of guests on, a wide variety, and they all differ a little bit. And so I'm mm-hmm. going to ask you, what are some of the guidelines that you never falter from? It might be different than what some of the other guests have had, but in regards to Skip and Sharon and the psychic spectrum, what are those guidelines you're stringent about?
We're very stringent about, we put ourselves in the white light every time we do something in the metaphysical, and people don't know it all the time, but we put them in the white light when we are in front of them or with them. And it protects them and us. And we always practice that, put us and everybody that's with us in the white light. That's number one. And number two, we strictly operate from the white light. Mm-hmm. We don't knock or have any negative views about people who do things that deal with the dark side. That's for them, and that's just not for us. And so we don't teach that, but we prepare ourselves and the people with us in the way we think we need to do it, and by putting them in the white light for protection. We do it on ghost hunts. We do it on when we do take people on ghost hunts. We do it on our Wednesday night showcase when we do readings for people.
Well, that's I love the explanation that you gave, but it all comes down to when you open up, you're opening up to both sides. Mm-hmm. And if you don't put yourself in the white light, then you're not going to protect yourself, and anything can come in. And right. We don't want that. We don't want to deal with the lower forces.
Yeah.
So,
and we have a very, very high standard of ethics for us and for our readers that come and read on our panel at our psychic showcase every Wednesday. Very high standards as far as ethics go. There's no showboating. There's no people who do what we call the hook and say, oh, you have a female that's elderly and she's not well, and I see some problems coming and you need to come to me for a reading.
That's a hook.
That's a hook. And we don't allow that. It's like you're there to do your psychic work and leave it at that.
You know, there are a lot of people on panels. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
I'm very particular. They have to do a reading for me. They got it, or for someone that I know, then I question them and say, did they give you specifics? Was it on course, whatever? And and after that, I got to know they're in the white side, because like you said, we don't do anything on the dark side. And I will, if I hear a hook, I'll give them one, I'll say no. And if they do it again, they're out. And I've been criticized and called uppity and everything else, but I don't just let every Tom, Dick, and Harry read on my panel.
No,
and I don't have a lot of readers because of that, because I want the integrity and I want to know they're giving information, not fluff, as we call it.
And we've had a lot of feedback that when we have asked people to not be on the panel, that,
or when they come, we just don't allow it.
People will say, we're glad you did that, because we've been seeing blah, blah, blah. They've been noticing it. And so we keep a very high standard of ethics, that how we want our work to be portrayed and to be instilled in people as they learn or get exposed to the metaphysical.
Yeah.
True. When I first met you two, and that was when I gave you a stack of my books, and you were you were bowling, and I had the most magnificent conversation with Sharon.
Yeah.
This is something that hit me hard, because I was going through the learning curve. I am not at your level, but I have the interest there.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed for you to tell me that you don't predict the future. You do not get people rich.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, we can tell you what's laid out in the cards, right? And what psychic hits that we're getting with that layout. But you have free will and free choice. We're not going to say it's set in stone and it can't be changed. Yeah, it can. Fate can step in, or you can make a choice. It's not like what maybe you should have made, or you decided to do something different. No, the future is not written in stone.
And many people expect or think that a psychic, because they say something, it's going to happen. They expect that. That's it.
Nine times out of 10, it probably will.
Yes.
But there's always that 1% of free will and free choice.
And people need to understand that we have a gift or an ability. We call it a gift from God.
Yes.
But we have an ability to see things, hear things, see things, feel things, know things, smell things, taste things. Those are the clairsenses that we all have. But we're able to see things that are coming down the pike for people. And like Sharon said, we always allow for free will, free choice. We don't take that away. You can exercise that. In other words, I tell people this when I explain this. If I see that you're going to stub your big toe and you're going to be in a cast for X amount of months, if you don't, be careful. And you decide, I'm going to wear my shoes. I'm not going to stub my toe. I'll put my wingtip shoes on or my thick-soled shoes. And you put it on, you don't stub your toe. You've actively made a conscious choice to change that. And everybody has that ability.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which comes to the question, why would you then go to a psychic? Is to know what your best avenues that you can go through, like the avenue of maybe put on the shoe.
If this is happening, what are my chances of what's going to happen from that? You're given, it's like a counseling session in a way. You go to a counselor and you talk about things that you're worried about or bothering you or want to just talk about or what's going on with it. That doesn't mean because the counselor says, oh, she's going to, or he's going to do this or that means he or she's going to do that.
Right.
But it's a way of making sense of things. It's a confirmation for some people.
Something I've come to learn about you two, the early stages of our friendship, I was greatly impressed that you two are skeptics. It's wonderful when you hear a story, interesting, tell us more. It doesn't mean you buy it right away. We have done our share of ghost hunts shows lately, and something Skip and Sharon Lange do is bums the word. When we are assembling people, they know where they're going to meet us at, what restaurant. They don't know where we're going or the history of that structure, so they can't do a quick research on the internet, and now they know too much about it.
Exactly.
We don't tip the hand in any way. And you too, I love that. You're keeping everybody, quote, end quote, honest. You have them in the dark. We're going through this together. And if I was to be aware of certain things because of my research, not what I experienced, my research, we made it a point that I would not reveal anything to anyone.
Yeah, because then people, unfortunately, there are the ones out there, and I suppose every family has them.
Showboaters.
The showboaters, where we actually had one reason that we came to that conclusion was because we had one person that used to go on ghost hunts with us, and we, ahead of time, that person knew where we were going. He would research it, and then when he came on the ghost hunt, he'd say, oh, I feel like somebody got hit in the head in this corner, because he knew what had happened. And so that's one reason we went, no, we're not doing this no more.
This is comical. That would make a good sitcom. It'd be popular for a few years.
It really would.
It would, yeah. It would, yeah. Maybe we'll do that. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I mean, that's the main reason.
That's funny. We hear about fortune tellers, so forth, and the trick of the trade is tell them what they want to hear, but stay tuned till next week. That's going to cost you a little more. And milking people.
That's a hook. A hook.
Yes, it is a hook. But there are people that just stand back, look at the big picture, and it's all the same thing. What do you have to say about that?
Those
people give us a bad name.
Those kind of people that do those things, they give us a bad name. And
that's what we're fighting
against. TV shows and movies, they all have the stereotype because they have to sell the show or the movie. So they do those kind of things, the drama and that kind of thing. But it's just a normal, everyday thing.
I got to interrupt you.
What?
Because what he just asked about, you had that idea in your head the first time I got you to go to a showcase.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how people think. That's what they expect.
When you're raised to think that this is voodoo, it's weird, it's no, you're going to go to hell, and all these things, people are shy of it. They want to shy away. They doubt it. They're afraid because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And when people know something, they can understand it. and they can experience it for themselves, whether it's something in science, something about math. Once you learn something or learn about it, you can understand it.
No, but when we went there, what did you expect?
Oh, I expected that the people's feet were going to fall off and they could stand up and levitate and do all kinds of weird stuff.
Okay. We have to take a station break. That's how quick time goes when we get the lane gates on. This is Matt Shea filling in for Gary and Suzanne. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are ready to add certified hypnotherapist and certified past life regressionist to your credentials, Mary Lee LeBay is offering a 120-hour certification course online starting April 16. Invest 2 hours every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon for 10 weeks for your personal and professional growth. Receive a one-hour private hypnotherapy or past life session with Mary Lee and a copy of her latest book, Mastering Hypnotherapy, Transformational Strategies for Healers and Coaches. Manson Mitchell listeners save 20% by registering with coupon code RADIO20 for savings totaling over $1,000. This offer ends on March 16 for the general public and is extended to March 23 for listeners of this show. Go to MaryLeeLeBay.com and register today.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please, get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.
Staying connected with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell is easy. Just go to manceandmitchell.com for the latest info on topics and guests. Friend Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on their Facebook pages and like the Mance and Mitchell show page at facebook.com/manceandmitchell. If you're on Twitter, share a follow with Gary and Suzanne at Mance Mitchell. Join Gary and Suzanne Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for an unusual show that covers everything from personal growth to the paranormal.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
The home of the A-Team of Alternative Talk is manceandmitchell.com. Heard right here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m. or streaming live from your computer anywhere.
Terry Loving wants to help you with your online marketing challenges right now. She has several courses she is giving away to help you get your business working for you online. Yes, giving away. WordPress websites are her specialty, yet her technical skills go way beyond that. Check out her blog at terryloving.com or email her directly at terry@terryloving.com. That's terry@terryloving.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Mary Lee LeBay, hypnotherapist and past life regressionist, to talk about our addictions as well as healthy stress relievers for overly pressured times.
On Saturday, Shepard Siegel returns with serious fun as we shine a light on tricksters and the way they trick powerful people into performing loving acts.
Bringing you mastery and mystery since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Matt Shea for the Manson Mitchell Show. We are so happy to have Psychic Spectrum Skip and Sharon Lange with us. Skip and Sharon, as mentioned earlier, all seven continents reach out to you when you do your shows. And I believe that you do close to 20 shows a week. Am I correct?
A month.
A month, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
We're old. We can't do 20 shows a week.
How can people get in touch with you two?
Well, they can go to our website is the main thing, the easiest or the fastest. Mm. At the website, it has the phone number for us. It has the email. It has a contact us page. It has a
schedule.
Text. You can text us through our website,
contact
but it's
page.
At psychicspectrum.com. Mm-hmm. Psychicspectrum.com.
And what about that fancy coffee mug you're holding?
Oh, yes. Those are available on our website. We have a store. It's not a huge store, but we sell some things. But we have a Psychic Spectrum coffee mug, and we sell that on the website. Then there's a lot of people that buy these coffee cups, and they listen to the show and have coffee with them.
Yeah.
When I lay mine down, people look at it and they ask if they could hold it. Those things are selling. Yes. They're becoming a popular item. When we get on the Wednesday night show, there are more and more waving them back.
Well, there is.
Yeah.
But it's happening out there. Okay. Sharon, when I was getting to know you and we were talking about the paranormal, haunted places, when a person shares a story, got to be careful. I've had a lot of people roll their eyes and walk away as if it was a weakness. And you're a gutsy gal. You said, you've been called some things.
Oh, I have.
Tell us some stories.
I've been called, the main thing, everything you could call a psychic, I've been called. But the one thing that, like, even family, I won't mention names, but a family member told my mother before she passed away, when my mom came down, she said she called you a witch. And I said, really? I says, gee, it's a good thing I'm not a witch, because she'd be a frog right now. And, mom kind of laughed about that. But they have that backwards thing of, I'm doing the devil's work. I can't be around. She won't be around us. If I ever see my other family member, they're usually not together, because she thinks she's going to go to hell if she associates with me.
It can be that bad. People think, even our own family thinks, if they even hang around us for 5 minutes or this subject comes up or something's mentioned, oh my God, we're all going to go to hell. Yeah. Run.
Or like your family, where they think you're crazy. They think you're lying. You can't do the stuff. I mean, I've been called that too. Oh, you can't do that. You just make it up. And you go through all that stuff. It is kind of a test, really. Spirit says, okay, I gave this to you, so are you going to be true and faithful to it, or are you going to decide, I'm going to fall for everything?
In fact, Matt, I have to tell you, I retired from the phone company, then I went to work for the state for another 26 years, and I was a manager, okay? And you don't work for the government, especially even at the state level, and reveal that you do these things.
That's true.
I was very careful not to let out what we do. Some people eventually found out because they Googled me, or something slipped, or they met somebody that knew me and said that they were psychic. But I was very careful, and very few people knew. And those that knew, luckily, understood and weren't judgmental.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in that environment, you have to be careful, because everybody thinks the other way. You know what I mean?
At present, I'm a happy shuttle driver, but I will not reveal my employer, because there are people from this place that listen to Skip and Sharon, the Psychic Spectrum, and they're aware that I'm your man on the street.
Uh-huh.
And one of the employees,
you have to be careful.
One of the employees said, when the bus is empty, I want to tell you something. She said, this hotel, the second floor, all of it is haunted, and so is the fifth, and so is the bathroom over there. And she's telling me all this stuff. And of course, well, how do I know if it's true or not? But the fact is, she knew to separate from the coworkers, just as I know not to reveal where it is.
Yep.
But anyway, I've been here for a little while, and I've been hearing such stories, but I don't say he said, she said. Now,
well, that's good.
I'm going to put you two on a hot seat now. I am holding a book that I know for a fact I've read cover to cover 3 times, and on a given day, I might read just a chapter, and it is called We Hear and Speak to Dead People, and of course, you're going to have a lot of people express their personal opinion on that. It's yours. What do you got to say about that?
You want to go first?
We wrote the book to make people... to have a chance to, or the ability to make people more aware of the other side. Okay. And the other side, meaning people who've passed away. And like, just for example, tonight, we are all day, starting at noon,
12:30 doors.
We are going to do our event that we do once a month. It's called Talking to the Other Side. And we do it at the Poodle Dog in Fife, at the Poodle Dog restaurant in their conference room. But the book is about the other side. We see people. We talk to them, okay? And we wrote that. We came up with a title from the movie that came out. What was that movie?
I See Dead
People. I See Dead People, where the kid said, I see dead people in it. And we just thought it was kind of a comical way to put a title on our book. We hear and speak to dead people, because we do. It's a common thing. And
no, yeah, we don't see a thing about it now, but I mean, you know.
There's probably not anybody, well, there is nobody that we've ever met that can tell us that they've never had some kind of an experience with a ghost or seeing something, corner of their eye or disappears, whatever. So we wrote the book based on the things that we would experience when we take people on ghost hunts. We do group ghost hunts every year. We do set up different ones.
But we want to tell them how to do it safely.
Yes.
The first there's a lot that, you know, people go out and they, things attached to them and
yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. So we wanted to, you know, enlighten them.
First part of the book does that.
Yeah.
It tells them how to do a successful ghost hunt the right way.
Yeah. But we actually named that book. We didn't go off course. You ever notice how many metaphysical stores will not use the word psychic?
Right.
I mean, we had Psychic Spectrum as our store. We said we hear and talk to dead people.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make it come out that psychic is not a bad thing.
No.
You know, and people are afraid to use it. They will call their stores everything from Golden Rain to
Blue Moon.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like they can't use the word psychic. And that to me is not right. You got to be who you are.
Yeah. And we've done examples of pictures.
What's he showing us? I can't.
The book. The dedication we wrote to him.
Yeah.
But we put pictures in the book of ghost hunts. We have ectoplasm in there. We have orbs. We have ectoplasm that hasn't formed yet.
We have a ghost in the television set.
Yeah, we have ghosts.
I mean, the thing was off, never been turned on all day, and there's a face in it.
And we describe these things
and
how to do a successful ghost hunt first. Then we take you into the ghost hunts that we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all to make people aware that somewhere in their life, they're going to read that book and somewhere in their life, they're going to recognize something that they've experienced or something close or similar. And then that might pique their interest. And then they start exploring things in the metaphysical. And
except for the ones that are so enveloped by what the church tells them.
Oh, sure.
I mean, we had a person that we gave, there's a set of books called,
The Life and Times of the Masters of the Far East.
And we gave it to a person who said, okay, I'm open to it. I'll read it. But he was very church oriented, mm-hmm. right? And so he gave them back after the first, he read the first book. And when it came to the word devil, he says, I closed it up and never said another thing.
And it was talking about the devil.
They are afraid to even learn. And those people I feel sorry for, but that's what they came in to do.
Do you remember the band, The Birds?
Yes.
And one of their beautiful folk rockabillies was Turn, Turn, Turn. Remember that?
Right.
Okay. I remember that.
They were once in the process of being escorted out of Disneyland because they had long hair like someone from Nazareth did 2,000 years ago.
Yep.
And this is an evil. They go, what? We got that verse from the Bible.
And they were mm-hmm. dressed in black.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
So that was, you know.
My dad was a very logical guy with his sense of humor, but he never got radical. He walked a straight mm-hmm. line, and he was cautious, and he was amused by people that had these outlandish claims. And so mm-hmm. he didn't believe in ghosts and so forth. But twice he had a touch-and-go experience in the hospital. And the first time the nurse said, yes, we brought him back. This happens. And I asked, what's going on, Dad? And he looked at me and he said, my mother was right there next to me. All these years, I knew she was with me. But he could say that with conviction because he stepped over, she met him halfway.
Well, and he also experienced it.
Yes.
A lot of people have got to experience it to believe it. Right. And like the ones that say to us, I don't believe in God, you know, and we always go, yet. You know, I mean,
you don't believe yet.
It's going to happen.
You will.
Yeah, you will. That's right.
You know, my own experience was I believed in this, but I was taught that it was voodoo. Mm-hmm. Only Jean Dixon could do this because the Pope gave her dispensation that she could do it, and only her is the one that could do it because she predicted John Kennedy's death. All Catholics, okay? And so everybody thought, well, she's the only one that could do it. Even non-Catholics thought that because this came out that way. And everybody else was bad, but Jean Dixon was good. And then through the 60s, 70s, 80s, things started opening up. People started learning. It became more knowledge out there about it and about how it's normal to do this kind of thing.
Well, I mean, because it's always been there, but they kept it behind closed doors.
Right.
You know.
And take myself. I was a denier. Okay. When I met Sharon, she told me that she knew things. Okay. And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she told me something. And I went to work, and it happened. And so I didn't tell her. I didn't say it. And this went on for the whole time before we got married. And then I started using it to my advantage. And then when we got married, she told me things. I'd go to work. They'd happen. Sometimes I would warn another person about it, and it happened. And they said, how did you know? I said, I don't know. And so I wouldn't do anything with it, but it was all coming from her. Then I always say, if God wants you in a corner, you're going to experience that corner sooner or later in life. Then I had a motorcycle accident 17 months after we were married. I had a severe head injury, but I went up into the white light and my grandfather was there. He held my hand. We talked the whole time. He told me some things that were going to happen. Then he said, it's not your time. You have a choice. You can either stay or you can go back. And he says, but you still have things to do for her. And I didn't even, we married 17 months. She wasn't even in my mind. But when he said,
<you. laughs>
when he said for her, my eyes were my head and my eyes were pushed down on this accident scene where my body was laying there. And I saw her standing at the edge of the crowd and with her hands over her mouth. And she was like in shock. But I realized, oh, yeah, her.
Well, that's a story in itself, how I got there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm going to go back. And so he let go of my hand and I came back into my body slowly. But anyhow, that was my experience to give me this ability, number one, but I had to have that slap in the head to get my attention, to understand that there's more than just going to work, going to your church. So I have nothing against churches. We go to church sometimes, but there's more than just that. It's, in other words, it's like, you like to eat food, so you buy groceries. So there's more grocery stores out there with finer things and different things. You don't have to shop at that grocery store all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it.
Would it be fair to say that in your own right, you were a doubting Thomas?
Oh, absolutely. And
I think he was afraid too.
I was afraid. But you mentioned the thing about we're still skeptics. When people come to me and make claims and say, I've healed cancer, and this and that. And I say, okay, who? And they'll say, that lady over there. And I said, okay, do me a favor. Bring me the doctor's reports before. Show me the doctor reports after. And then if that's true, then I will promote you up the hilt. I'll get you out in the scene and you can talk to people about it. And nobody ever does. Because they can't produce it. They say, I've healed it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't even know if this person had cancer.
Well, you know, the whole problem with that is they didn't do nothing. Spirit worked through them and healed the person if it ever happened.
Right.
But it wasn't them. And that's the part where your ego takes over. And then spirit will say, okay, you got ego? You ain't going to do it anymore.
They'll take it away.
We've met people.
Very good friend of mine that I retired with. We go on road trips. We will see where we are at 1,000 miles. We don't turn on the radio. We'll talk about things like the pyramids. We'll talk about a documentary we saw in World War I, stuff like that. And one day he told a group of guys at the lunch break about some of my stories, and they started asking questions, and I had to pull my friend aside and said, they can't be a part of this. It's already throughout the plant, and it's going to be twist and turn, and it's going to be a mockery. And I said, we just can't do that. It's that select group where it's okay to talk about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Once people find out what we do, then all of a sudden, they've always had a curiosity, and maybe they've experienced some things, or maybe they've had an experience where they found somebody that did these things, and they found out that they're not nice. They do the hook, or they just want, they work from the dark side or whatever. And so they shy away from it. But once they find out, they come around, they start checking things out, they're interested, and they start learning. And we do classes. Like I have a class coming up in April to teach people how to read cards and use your psychic ability to read
the cards. The rune cards.
The rune cards, yes. And I teach them how to do this. And then I tell them you can take this and do any deck of cards that's out there. And you just apply the same principles to that. So once people start learning things through classes, being around our psychic showcase, listening to our radio show, going on ghost hunts with us, we go UFO watching and Sasquatch watching. And I'm telling you, we've had some awesome experiences with those things.
Yeah.
But it's like the whole thing about it is the education. People need to learn and understand, whether it's us on the Manson Mitchell show, other people on the Manson Mitchell show, us on our radio show. We try to get out to as many people as possible, but we also want to make them understand we have to get up in the morning and go to the bathroom. We have to eat. We have to pay bills. Mm-hmm. We have to have time
normal.
Off.
We're normal.
Just normal people.
But I think just like Matt and Mitchell are doing, that's one reason the showcase does what it does. We promote different thinking and ideas. Doesn't mean we agree with all of them, but we're going to put them out there so that you have a chance to make a choice or, you know, what you want to believe in and what you don't want to believe in. Because, you know, I believe in UFOs. Have I seen one? Nope. But I know they're out there.
And, yeah.
I mean, I just know it.
Well,
you know?
We've seen the lights.
But I've seen ghosts. I've been touched by ghosts. I've had, you know, once you experience it, you know it's real.
When I used to volunteer for seniors an awful lot, I would take them to their dental appointments. If they had to go to the hospital, I was their driver. I had to show I had a license and proof of insurance and everything. When they got really, really old, it was like the guys on the Warren Committee. It was like the guys at Area 51.
Oh,
they started
to
talk. At that late stage of life, they were willing to open up. They didn't care who was going to laugh at them at that point.
Exactly.
They had many, quote, end quote, what we would refer to as ghost stories, but they were always afraid of being mocked because that's what's going to happen. The general population will do that to you.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And the church will too. If you're a good person and go to church and a good person, if you are a churchgoer, good person, bad person, you go, you know, because I believe religion and spirituality should go together. I really do. Man's religion and spirituality should form together. And so you can learn from both sides and learn the good of each, you know, but I mean, the whole thing is, if you are and you say one thing like that or talk or even start talking about it, they're going to say, you got to go to confessional.
Yeah.
You got to be cleansed. There's something wrong here, you know, but there isn't.
Matt, we have a very good friend. He's a Catholic priest.
Mm-hmm.
He understands the metaphysical. Okay. And
He
puts the two together. He combines them. He believes that, and his practices is that Jesus, and this is my words, not his, Jesus didn't teach religion. Jesus taught spirituality.
Yes.
And he was trying to reform Judaism, but he taught spirituality. That's what he did. And our churches developed by man after that. So our friend that is a priest, he understands this. And he looks at it as it's all one.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes total sense. And having been raised as a Catholic myself, I understand that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say I have nothing against churches. It's just not for us. We've gone beyond that or deeper into it, and it's spirituality. But have we gone to churches? Yes.
Church has a place.
Absolutely.
I think
it provides a good moral base.
It does. And religion, I think, in the beginning, what they did to create the man to want to go to church, to be with God in that, what they did to do that, like, you know, make you a little scared and, you know, all that stuff. I think it was needed back when it was beginning. I really do. That's how they kind of harnessed everybody.
Controlled.
That got them to see that there is a reason, there is a God, you know, and that you should love him and respect him and that kind of thing.
Right.
So I think in the beginning, man-made church was a great thing, and I think it still is. But there again, there are the offshoots that are just as skeptical, you know, as other churches. You know, I mean, as psychics, some of them are bad, some churches are bad.
I have attended my share of Bible studies, many. Part of Bible study is how people interpret the scriptures.
Exactly.
And real quickly, we have a difference of opinion. And that's basically what you're saying there. And I don't mock it in any way. I believe in the power of prayer, but it seems to get fine-tuned where it gets to be one-on-one.
Well, that's why there's so many different kinds of churches, because they all interpreted it different. You know, some thought readings were voodoo. Other churches broke away because they wanted to do readings. You know, so, I mean, it's nothing's wrong, just different.
Okay. Well, we got to wrap up. Again, it seems like we were on for 2 minutes. Once again, how could people get in touch with the Psychic Spectrum crew?
Best way is to go to our website at psychicspectrum.com. And again, it's psychicspectrum.com. You can contact us several different ways through our website. You can see all of the events that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You can join in online with us on a lot of our events. We do them live in person and online.
Except for the talking to the other side.
Yes.
That's in person.
Wonderful. And this is Matt Shea. If you want to get in touch with me, I have a website, Matt Shea, S-H-E-A, MattSheaBooks.net. And I got a free audiobook and free other things. And I always write people back. On behalf of the Matts and Mitchell Show, Gary and Suzanne are so grateful that you two had made yet another appearance. I think there's going to be some more.
Well, we thank them for letting us make an appearance.
Yeah, we appreciate that ability to come on and be here with you and fill in for Manson Mitchell with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how you persevere. How despite the critics, because there's going to be critics with something like this.
Oh, yeah.
You lay the cards down face up and you march forward, but you march slow with that door open because everybody's invited. Learn from us. We're not trying to recruit or change you.
No. Nope.
Understand, learn. And then when you get your information, it's yours, however you want to take it.
And we've been doing this for over 30 years.
I always say wherever they are in life, wherever they are is where they're supposed to be. So if they think we're crazy, then they're not meant to be here yet, you know? That's okay.
I like that. Okay. Hey, thank you. I can't wait till we do our next show.
Thanks,
Matt.
Oh,
cool. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Everybody have a good Saturday. Goodbye.
Here's what's coming up next week on Manson Mitchell.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Mary Lee LeBay, hypnotherapist and past life regressionist, to talk about our addictions as well as healthy stress relievers for overly pressured times.
On Saturday, Shepard Siegel returns with serious fun as we shine a light on tricksters and the way they trick powerful people into performing loving acts.
Bringing you mastery and mystery since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.